Okay, good evening YouTube, and welcome back to another FPL Family with me, Lee, and this is Sam. And no, that wasn't an error at the beginning, Sam. That was our old video introduction.
What's happening here? Well,
yes, the reason for this is that in the last couple of FPL Family live streams, we've been using the new video, the one that you're used to with the kind of purple background.
Yeah.
Apparently, even though we've been using it all season, apparently the music is violating some sort of...
And we actually haven't bodged this. We had it made properly.
We had it made properly for us. Apparently the YouTube algorithm doesn't like it. We're getting emails from YouTube saying your channel is at risk if you don't take it down. So listen. While we sort that issue with YouTube out, we've dug out the old
Happy
video.
Happy New Year, everyone!
It was kind of nice. Yes, of course. Happy New Year.
No,
Happy
I mean,
New
like, Year. What a way for us to start the new year.
It's like Happy New Year from YouTube. Your channel might get taken down unless you change the music. It's like, what the hell? I don't remember singing anything. I don't remember anything going off in the background on the radio or anything. So. It must be the title
and
music.
And then they flag it as the specific part of the video where it is.
So that's we've been flagged, Sam. But it was nice to have the art. Kind of like the old music coming back. Kind of like that. I mean, forget the video clips, because the video clips I think are all...
I mean, Spurs are back in this one, so I preferred
Spurs
it.
Spurs are in it. Firmino, albeit in an old Liverpool kit, and Man City, when they were champions from 2 or 3 years ago. So actually, it's in a roundabout way, it works. It's
still relevant.
It's still completely relevant. Guys, good evening. Welcome to the FPL Family Livestream. Another roller coaster of emotions this weekend when it comes to the double game week, game week 21, which of course we're only halfway through. Still loads of football to go in double game week 21. We've got Manchester United tomorrow night, which is a game...
Oh God, I forgot about that game.
I will be watching that behind the sofa because I've got a feeling that's going to hurt my rank again.
Oh,
no Manchester United players. You've got Ronaldo still to go.
Oh,
and of course, we've got a whole load of teams that are still playing twice. Everton, Leicester, West Ham, Brentford.
Don't
still going
to
go again.
Don't speak to me about them. I want nothing to do with that sticky toffee place up north.
Top for XG underachievers.
No, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know. Oh, God. If you bought in Dominic Calvert-Lewin this week, that's just so unlucky, isn't it? Because that's just... You bought him in this week as a real... I remember you saying you were totally 50-50 between him and Antonio. Totally 50-50. And you went, look, I've just got this gut feeling about Calvert-Lewin. He's been ready to go for a couple of weeks. Two of the nicest probably fixtures you're going to get in a double game week.
Not just that.
I'm going to back him to come back with a bang.
All right, let's do this now.
Rip the band-aid off. Let's go.
It was like Antonio for the perfect double. No doubt, the perfect double. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, not the perfect double. More difficult.
Pretty good, though.
More difficult, but not bad.
Yeah.
Potential for another double. The double-double.
The double-double, yes. We'll talk more about that in a bit.
The nice long-term fixtures. The fact that they are awful. And they really needed him.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Plonker?
I think it's less to do with hit. I mean, the penalty miss is very, very unfortunate.
He cannot blame anyone but himself. Why has he not been practising his penalties? He's been ready for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Sitting around.
Yes. The team performance, though.
Dominic.
The team performance. You can call out DCL as much as you want, Sam, but the team performance was really not very good.
Should have gone Gordon.
We're all thinking that, weren't we? We're all thinking we should have had Gordon. Yeah, of course.
Should have had Lanzini as well, shouldn't we?
Hand on heart, I didn't. Did you even consider Lanzini for this week?
Well, no, but I do love Lanzini.
I know you do, but hand on heart, you can't honestly say you'd have gone Lanzini.
Because all he ever does, as I said in my reaction to that game, was score worldies or penalties. That's all he does. He doesn't do anything else. It's come on, get a worldie, annoy me against Spurs usually, or score a penalty.
It's typical FPL fodder, wasn't it? Typical FPL double game week fodder where you load up on all the assets and, you know, Gordon and Lanzini go off. It's bound to happen. It's bound to happen.
Gordon and Lanzini.
It's unbelievable. No, literally none of the FPL community are going, oh, called that. I had a feeling for Gordon. It's like, no, you didn't. Shut up.
I did actually nearly get Allen. That is one thing
you?
I nearly did.
Oh, goodness me.
At one point, I was like, shall I get Allen?
That's overthinking right there.
And then I thought, what the hell are you doing?
It's Everton. What are you doing? Anyway, we might have cause to eat our words in a few weeks' time.
But
the next Everton game comes around, which is not for a little while, right? I've got the fixtures kind of loosely in my mind as to what happens
next.
But yeah, there is now the semi-finals of the Carabao Cup coming up in midweek. The midweek coming up, we've got you lot against... Who are you
playing? Chelsea.
Oh, goodness me. Spurs, Chelsea. Liverpool-Arsenal, two cracking ties, right? But, and they're two legs as well. And then in the middle of those two midweek legs, over the next 2 weeks, there is an FA Cup third round to contend with as well. And then I think the double game week remainder fixtures play. So between now and when we next stream, which I guess will be next Sunday if we go ahead and do a live stream next Sunday, which
will we
probably...
Well, possibly.
Is that changing that much at the minute? And I guess a lot of people will be looking at... I think a lot depends, Sam, on when we get fixture announcements. Because what we're all sitting and waiting for, I'm certainly sitting and waiting for, is the announcements around when the double game week 22 fixtures are going to land.
If
the double game week 22 fixtures land. We've sitting and waiting here for a few weeks for this big double game week to happen. And as of yet, we don't know what that looks like. But we are expecting to know. Probably once the FA Cup's done. Once the third round of the FA Cup is done, surely the Premier League will look at that and say, we now know a bit more about who's through in the cup, who's not, and therefore where we can put these games. That's my take on it. Probably.
Have you noticed the world that we live in?
Yes, I know.
There's no sanity. There's
totally.
No rhyme or reason. Things just happen. And
you've got to play the game week in front of you, Sam.
I'll be surprised if we don't have any doubles.
Right.
But only based upon what Lego Mane and Ben Crennan have been saying for the last few weeks. But I wouldn't like to call which ones it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, I think what we might do is we might look at doing a live stream next Sunday. We might start to put together what a free hit team might look like for game week 22 based on the knowledge that we have at the time. Because there will be a lot of managers that haven't played their free hit, unlike you and I,
that
have free hit over the next last couple of weeks. We do have another free hit, and we'll talk, as the thumbnail says, we'll suggest to the viewers when we might be playing that next. Because, of course, not only could you play the free hit in 22 offensively, and go after that game week and get 11 double game weekers in and all great fixtures and some differentials and really go at it. However, we will have some more blank game weeks coming up. Game week 30 in particular looks like it's going to not have many fixtures in it.
No.
Now, who knows what's going to happen by game week 30? But
I'll still have
probably
going to
need to
have, still have five penalties.
Probably going to need to have that second free hit chip in your back pocket, guys. But anyway, welcome to the stream. Loads to talk about, of
and
course.
And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. And of course, we've got loads to talk about from the fixtures that we've had in game week 21. We'll be talking about our teams as they stand as well. Of course, as we said before, loads of football still to go, but we're talking about our teams as is. And Sam, we have to talk about our December Manager of the Month competition.
Oof.
Because I tell you what, when game week 20 was done, that was the end of our December competition. I've got him a little spreadsheet. This is for all of our patrons that take part in the December Manager of the Month competition. Got him a little spreadsheet, did all the totals up, sorted by value. And we had a three-way tie.
This never happens.
This
by
has
the way.
Never happened. We've never even had a two-way tie. Never
no.
had a three-way tie.
And we had a rule, didn't we?
Yeah.
So we had in place, if it's a tie,
yeah,
we will go as the game does.
Yeah.
With points hits.
Yeah. How many hits have you taken in the month of December?
So you worked that out, didn't you?
So I worked that out, and I can tell you that all three of our contenders for the crown took one hit each throughout December.
Then we panicked.
So it's literally a tie. Now, what we could have done is we could have gone with the game. And what the game does is it goes, well, how many goals has your team scored throughout December? But I got in touch with the three candidates for the title. Well, I can't wait to do this bit of the stream. I'm so excited about it. I got in touch with the three of them and I said, I've got an idea as to how
Did
we
they
can...
say not again, Lee? Stop having ideas.
Yes. They were like, come on, it's ridiculous. But one of them, by the way, is a former champion. We'll talk about her a bit later on. Former champion, back in the seat again to possibly be champion in December. But the way we're going to do this is I've gone out.
No.
And I love. By the way, I love this weekend because this is normally the weekend that the new Panini stickers come out. And Max and I absolutely love doing the Panini stickers. Oh, so good. Love doing the Panini stickers.
How many packs have we opened so far?
We've opened loads of packs. And we're going to open three more packs this evening, guys. We're going to open three more packs. And what we're going to do, we've got a pack for each of the contenders for December's Manager of the Month. And what I'm going to do is open these packs and the three best player cards, because there's stadiums in here and there's club badges and there's all sorts, right? But what I'm going to do is the three best players, I'm going to take their current FPL points. I'm going to need your help here. I'm going to look at the FPL points those top three players have got. We're going to total those up. And whoever's got the top three FPL performers.
This is your proper inner geek in this coming
pack.
Out now.
This is a proper. If anyone's not following that, I don't care. I just can't wait to get to that bit of the stream. So that's what's going to decide our December manager month, because we can't separate these guys. They're on the same points, the same hits, everything. I've discussed it with them. They're happy to do it that way. So I'm looking forward to that part of the stream.
Either that, or the only other way to do it is what they do in the cup and go to a coin toss.
Yeah, yeah.
A coin toss. And that's rubbish. No, we might as well make it fun.
I was never going to draw names out of a hat or toss a coin. That was never.
You have to have a winner. So we're gonna Panini card it.
We have to have a winner, so that's what we're gonna do. To celebrate the beginning of a new year of Panini sticker collecting. Is that something like 700 stickers or something this year?
Are we gonna get done for copyright now again, talking about Panini
stuff? No, it's any songs, isn't it? If I started singing about the stickers, I'd probably get a copyright strike, but just talking about it's fine. Let's get on to
this isn't an ad either, by the way.
It's
they
not
haven't
an ad.
Paid us.
No, it's definitely not an ad. So because we've got so much to talk about, Sam, we haven't even mentioned this guy on my... Here he is,
no,
this guy here.
Let's not talk about
him. Michael Antonio, the 50-50 that you didn't take. You went for Dominic Calvert-Lewin over Antonio this game week.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it thoroughly. A goal already for Michael Antonio, and of course he's probably got the easier of the two games coming up. West Ham absolutely decimated.
I had a chat with David Moyes. He says he's going to play him for 90 minutes in the cup, and he's having the Norwich game off.
Oh, no chance he does.
That's what David Moyes has said.
But Antonio looking a lot better in the last 2 weeks after a little bit of an enforced rest from West Ham not having games, etc. All of a sudden, starting to look a little bit better. And West Ham in particular, they blew Crystal Palace away. Now, Palace played pretty well.
Well.
They played okay, Palace. I'm not, yeah.
No, I disagree.
What? You think that was a bit harsh on Palace, that?
Very much harsh.
Okay.
I thought Palace deserved to not be 3-0 down in that first half.
Right, okay. Yeah, well, maybe you're right. They did play pretty well. I'll give you that. And actually coming back into the game, Olise made all the difference. I think had Olise started the game,
maybe
could have been different.
But Edouard was excellent again.
Edouard was all right, yeah. How good was Lanzini's first goal, though? Little two feet and smashed it in. He's so good.
He's outrageous, Lanzini. Why can't he not just get a tap in?
He'll never score a tap in, Lanzini.
Why can't he?
Why can't
he just tap it in?
No,
why does he
never.
Have some sort of... I mean, this is why I like him, though. Why can't he just have a normal, oh, there you are, bang, in?
He's so good. He only scores worldies. Right, let's talk about the games, Sam, from this weekend. As you can see, guys, on screen. Oh, no, do you know what we haven't done?
What?
Got to say hello to a few people.
Oh, right.
We should say hello to a few people.
How long have we been talking? We've not said hello.
Loads.
15 minutes.
It'll be a quick hello. Nuclear Atoms, how are we in? Very nice. How are we in? How are we doing? Very nice to see
What's
you.
What's going on with it's us gone today? To pot Why tonight. Can't we speak?
I know, it's gone to pot. I'm so excited about the stickers.
Oh,
Cy Burdett, one of our patron supporters. How are we doing, Cy? Good evening. Nice to see you. FPL Shorts is here. Jamie Taylor is in. Daniel Banks. Olise will be differential at the end of the season, he reckons. Like that, Ollie. So he was very, very good. FPL Harry is in. He's either back from Stamford Bridge or on his way back from Stamford Bridge. He's at the game today.
He's not far from Stamford Bridge.
What a game, by the way. Oh, my God. We're going to talk about that game in a minute. But unbelievable game between Chelsea and Liverpool.
You were a bit emotional, if I might say.
I was emotional because it was an emotion-fueled game, right? I mean, even from 4 seconds in, Mane possibly gets sent off for that. Possibly.
I'll just say something now.
What?
If he'd done that 10 minutes in, he's off.
Maybe. But listen, we could do a whole...
I'm glad he's going.
I can't
be dealing with him anymore.
We could do a whole stream about refereeing decisions and VAR, I'm afraid, again this week, in my opinion. Some not great decisions.
Oh, the Arsenal game.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think they got too much wrong in the Arsenal game, but generally speaking, there was some iffy-looking decisions. But that Mane one, first minute, I think you're right. If that's in the second half, when the emotion of the game is...
You don't send someone off in the fourth second of the game.
No, you can't.
But you do in 10 minutes in.
But it went off a close one. I did have my head in my hands a little bit for him. I did think, what has he done there? Jamie Taylor's here. Harry Clark just got back from the Brentford game, Harry. Hope you enjoyed the game, mate. Rushil Joshi is in. Hello, guys. How are we doing, mate? Harry says, oh, come on, it was a red. Lucky it was after 11 seconds and not 11 minutes, he says.
I think you're right, Harry.
Lucky Mane. Kunal is in. Very nice to see you. Craig Glassford, there's a new name. We've not seen Craig before. Very nice to see you, mate. He says, just Salah replacement, Sam. Well, we're talking about the Egyptian king later on. He's gone out of your team, but he's in my team, and we'll be talking about replacements a bit later on. Paul Cook is here. Who else we've got? John L. and David Manuel. We've got a whole host of you guys in. And as David quite rightly says in the chat, perfect result absolutely perfect result for Pep.
Man City.
For Man City. Perfect result for them.
They're jammy this weekend.
Well,
we're catching you, by the way.
You, oh God,
we're coming for you.
Seriously, not worried about Spurs.
Oh, you should be.
City. I tell you what, let's start there then. So Arsenal 1, I wanted to start with Liverpool, but since you've mentioned it, Arsenal 1, City 2. You say, Sam from FPL Family, City jammy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay. Yeah. All right. I've got a different opinion to you, but go on. Why jammy?
Arsenal, in my opinion, deserve to win that game.
Yeah.
I thought in the first half in particular, they were excellent. I thought they dominated the game. I thought City defensively were appalling. Again. There's a few times I've watched City and thought, what the hell's going on with this defence? I thought Saka was absolutely excellent, again. And then I thought they were robbed of a penalty. Why am I talking so nicely about Arsenal? What's going on?
Because they were good. I don't think you can dress it up. I know it's making you feel really sick, but Arsenal were very, very good indeed. And I think of all those names you've mentioned, you've not mentioned fifth for XG underachievers this game with Gabriel Martinelli. The three of them, Erdegaard, Martinelli and Saka, working behind the more experienced Lacazette.
Yeah.
It's working for him.
Yeah, I think Erdegaard's been really impressive the last few weeks, and I thought Arsenal were really good. I thought they should have had a penalty. I thought that was a penalty, particularly...
It's so close. It's one angle, Edison gets the ball. Another angle, he doesn't. It's difficult.
If the Bernardo Silva one is a penalty, then that one is a penalty. If that one's not a penalty, then the Bernardo Silva one is not a penalty. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the Bernardo Silva points. However,
the Bernardo one is a penalty.
So they're both penalties.
Not necessarily. They've both got to be looked at. There's some consistency with the referee going to look at the VAR screen, because he did for the Bernardo one and he didn't for the Odegaard one.
I think they're both penalties.
I don't know. The Bernardo one is nailed, right? I'm not really sure what Xhaka's doing, but he gets his body shape all wrong. Or let's say Bernardo puts Xhaka in a position to get... I think it's clever by Bernardo, by the way, right? As much as I didn't want to see the assist because I'm non-owner. But listen, he got his body in the right place. He's tugging his shirt. Now, he goes down easily, but that's the game, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if he stays on his feet, he doesn't get a penalty. So you can't blame him for going down.
Not at all. I think they're both penalties.
Right.
So, that's a penalty. In my opinion, it was a clear penalty. My opinion, the Odegaard one, was a clear penalty.
Yeah. What about Gabriel? What's he doing?
Well...
Silly boy.
The thing is...
Silly boy.
It was the same with... Who was it the other week who did exactly the same thing? When you get booked...
It was Zaha, wasn't it? Was it Zaha?
Oh, yeah, it was. What an idiot.
Just wanted to remind you of that.
Oh, yeah, it was. When you get booked, just don't be a prat for a minute. Like, calm down, take a breath. Jesus isn't...
Can I just say something about that incident, right? So the first yellow card, it's a bit silly. He's gone running over to the referee at an emotional time in the game. The referee's given him the opportunity to give him a yellow, right? The second booking, Jesus has completely done him.
Yeah, but
completely done him.
So I don't agree. You said this yesterday, and I watched it 1,000 times yesterday to see whether I could agree with you, and I firmly disagree. Jesus is facing the other way, doesn't even know he's there.
Watch Jesus' touch.
He doesn't know he's there. He's going. He's like, I'm turning, I'm going. And he's just like, bang.
No,
and you can't.
Right. Yeah, you're so wrong. Jesus' touch, it hits his chest. What does he do when it hits his chest? Bosh. It's not like I'm going to get the ball and receive it and keep possession. He's like,
turn and go.
He's chested it a million miles that way.
He hasn't.
Because what he intends to do.
What's that with you tonight?
Listen to me. I watched the game.
I watched the game. I was sat next to you.
You weren't watching that game. He's chested the ball so far that way and then just run into Gabriel. And Gabriel has stupidly put an arm out.
No. I tell you what happened yesterday. We were watching the game together. That happened.
Why are you sitting forward? Why are you engaging?
You got raging.
Why are you getting aggressive?
You were like, what? Blimmin' City? This, that and the other stormed off. I watched it multiple times. That, he deserved a yellow card for it. It's a clear foul.
I'm not saying he didn't.
Jesus, he touches it. He's going.
Yeah.
He wipes him out. Get off the pitch. Why are you doing it? You've cost your team.
Yeah.
You've cost your team the win, you idiot.
I don't disagree with anything you've said, except Jesus has manufactured that second yellow card because he's clever. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
I think you've given Jesus way too much credit.
That's enough rowing. It's a new year. We need to start without a row. let's talk about the game then. Because you're right. Arsenal were very, very good. Talk to me about Arsenal assets. Because they've got this really difficult, tricky-looking run coming up that includes some sort of like, you know, I've got London Derby, they've got some blanks coming up on the horizon as
25.
Well. And it's going to be very hard, I think, to invest in Arsenal right now. But they are entirely investable because all of the assets that are doing well for them are not going to break the bank for you. Saka, who I had in my team for absolutely weeks, and then he kept getting underlined stats.
You broke him.
And there was one where I remember one of the weeks I had him, like he scored and it was VAR'd off. There was one where he missed like an open goal, one where he hit it at the keeper, and you're just like, and all the time Smith Rowe was scoring without having the underlying stats. And I just thought, I've got to change this up. But and for a period of time, you had Saka and Smith Rowe coming off the bench to get goals. Now Smith Rowe benched again this week, by the way, which I think is a problem for his owners, honestly do. Saka continuing to get the starts. And now we're starting to see the fruits of some of that underlying stats. He was underachieving his XG, Saka. Now I think he's starting to achieve what his XG and what his underlying stats suggest he should be. He looks absolutely banging form, Bukayo Saka, right now. But difficult to invest, right?
I'm not investing.
Yeah. Let's have a look, just to frame that a little bit. Now, don't freak out when you see this spreadsheet, because for people that don't follow Ben Crellin yet on Twitter or anywhere else, this spreadsheet can look a bit crazy, right? But let's just try and understand this graphic. And for those of you that are following Ben on Twitter, you'll be very familiar with Ben's work. And we have to credit Ben here, right? Because Ben, season after season, does this amazing spreadsheet work where he starts to predict which teams have got doubles and which haven't and where the fixtures are going to go, etc., etc. And Arsenal, as you can see there, obviously had the Man City game in game week 21, which is the orange square you can see there, the first column. That's what's happened this weekend, or what's happening this weekend. In game week 22, Arsenal's double game week is that Spurs away fixture. Then it could be one of either Chelsea away, Liverpool at home, Wolves at home. Ben's spreadsheet is unsure right now, but nevertheless, there's a pretty good chance they're going to double. And then they come out of that into Burnley, Wolves, maybe the Chelsea game, Chelsea question mark. 25 could be a blank for them. 27 could be a blank as well. So double Burnley, a double game week, then Burnley, then Wolves. You've got to invest the way that they're playing. They could have beaten City. Who's to say they can't go to Spurs and get a result? Who's to say they can't...
I will tell Liverpool you they won't go to Spurs and get a result.
Well, it's a different kind of game because it's a London derby, but they absolutely they can the way they're playing.
No.
Okay, all right.
They can't.
Would you like to give a more balanced view there, Sam, or would you like to just stick with that?
I don't, honestly don't think that when you... I take what you're saying about double game weeks, but look at the other potential double game weeks that other clubs have.
Yeah.
You're not seriously telling me you're prioritising Arsenal transferring?
Probably not with the blanks coming up, no.
Not with the double game week fixtures either.
No.
Even if you were going to free hit 22, if the other fixtures come out like Ben thinks they're going to, I don't think you go any Arsenal. You might go one.
Okay, and what are we saying about Manchester City then? Because Man City don't have a double game week. They're only going to have a single game week, and that game is against Chelsea.
Yeah.
Now, hopefully it's a blockbuster like we saw today.
Yeah.
But what are we saying about Man City? I don't think I'm going to have anybody other than Cancelo for the double game week.
I mean, I've still got Bernardo.
Yeah.
He just keeps getting a stay of execution because there's always other things, you know. It's the same with everything in FPL, isn't it? I wouldn't be bringing in a Manchester City asset, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Cancelo, I think, is a different beast because we know what he can do on his day. Bernardo probably will make way for a double game weeker.
Okay, and if you were free hitting, would you have any Man City at all?
City, no.
Probably wouldn't, would you? You'd probably try and maximise the double game week. Yeah. So for now, City probably not really in our thoughts, FPL thoughts, for a couple of weeks.
They were very good yesterday either.
Well, do you know what? I think the schedule kind of catching up with them a little bit. If you think about their last few, then they have to go away to Brentford, then they go back to Manchester, now away at Arsenal for an early kickoff as well. That is a really hectic schedule. But you said at the beginning, you know, City were a bit jammy to win. I'm not sure. I just think they just found a way to win that game. Arsenal were great, right? But if you think about the way that Jesus manufactured that second yellow for Gabriel, you look at the way that Bernardo got himself in that... the guile of the guy to get the wrong side of Xhaka and get himself in a position to win the penalty. Mm. It's just smart. They didn't play great, but they're just smart and they found a way to win. And that is what champions do.
Let's talk about Spurs next. 96th minute winner. That is what champions do.
Oh, God, you're so getting carried away again. Just a final note.
To finish on that,
you think it's City title to lose now? I think it is. There's a 10-point gap already.
I don't
really
want to say that now. It's way too early in the season for it to be that already. So, I don't know. I wasn't impressed by City. I can see them dropping points over the next few weeks because I think they only won that game because Arsenal were down to 10 men. I think Arsenal would have seen that out had that sending off not happened.
All right. Okay. I disagree. I think the title's done, to be honest with you. But let's move on because I'd like to think otherwise. We're not going to go through game by game. Talk to me about Spurs, though. Thoughts on the game? Talk about Jammy. 96 minutes.
That's what champions are made of. Oh, that's what you just said. Found a way to win the game.
Don't give me that. Give me your FPL. Give me an honest FPL appraisal of that game. Because actually top for shots in the game week, by the way, was Harry Kane. 6 shots.
It was really unlucky not to return.
And I think Son was right up there in not just the... Was it the crossing or the chances created? I think I saw him right up there in the chances created stats. So, yeah, there we go. So second for XG underachievers. Son with an XG this game week of 0.77. Got the assist, of course, but probably could have had more points. And actually, watching the highlights on Match of the Day this morning, I agree. Son probably, were it not for Backman, putting off a couple of worldy saves, could have had some more points in that game. So, so no worries about Son whatsoever. In fact, I think Son is going to be a cornerstone of most people's double game week teams, if it gets announced that way.
If Spurs get a double,
yeah,
Get Son.
Yeah, if you haven't got him already, I think most will have him, right? But
and
he's
going
to be.
You know, if you want to go with the Spurs defender,
yeah,
that's fine. If you want to go with Harry Kane because you've got money because you're taking out Salah,
yeah.
If you want to go because Ronaldo, well, we'll see what he does tomorrow. But if you want to move away from Ronaldo and you want to double up, then I think it could be a good moment. Spurs are going to have a couple of double game weeks coming up at some stage.
Let's have a look at Ben's spreadsheet again, because the Spurs double game week is potentially pretty good looking, isn't
it? Both have got good records against Arsenal.
So you've got Arsenal, and then it's Leicester, Burnley or Brighton. So Arsenal at home, you know, despite what I've just said, it could go either way. Very difficult to call that game right now. Both teams are in reasonable form. But the second fixture that goes with it looks pretty good. An away game against a pretty injury-ravaged Leicester side, Burnley or Brighton. You come out of it into the Chelsea game, which is obviously difficult looking. But then it's Southampton at home, Wolves at home. Yeah, I think it's time to get two Spurs in. Would you go Kane and Son? Or would you go for Son or Kane and a defender?
Don't leave Mora out of this conversation.
Don't leave Mora out of the conversation. Okay, why?
I think it's 6.4. Is it still 6.4? 6.4, 6.5, something like that. At that price point, pairing him with Kane or Son can work.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go Lucas Mora on his own. But I think if you want to double up, because the reality is, unless Chelsea sign some decent defenders, they're going to concede goals because they've got key injuries to key players in defence. So, I think there's scope there to double up in the Spurs attack, and I think the defence looks solid again. You know, week upon week we're seeing Spurs defenders getting some either defensive returns or attacking potential. The clean sheets are rolling in quite a lot at the moment.
The Spurs defence definitely, and I invested in the Spurs defence this week. I got Reggie on in.
Shame we didn't get Sanchez.
Shame I didn't get Davinson Sanchez, but I must admit, hand on heart, never thought of getting him in. It was always going to be one of the fullbacks.
Why would you, yeah.
And actually, there's one of you guys in the live chat, Roman Footballer, is saying, no, that's not his question. The other one, Emerson has been your best player for some games now. Now, I have to reel out some stats that I found out about Emerson from the game that he's just played, right? So, top for crosses across the game week was Emerson with 14 crosses. And actually, the next best was 5, which was Johnson for West Ham, Kenny for Everton. There's a few on 5, right? But 14 Emerson Royale. And then I look at touches in the opponent's half. Top across the whole game week, Emerson Royale. 110 touches by the looks of it. Next best was Kovacic, who we'd seen had he was man of the match by distance for Chelsea today. Absolutely brilliant. Now, these underlying stats and what Roman Football is saying in the live chat do not tally with what I saw on the Match of the Day highlights and what I saw in the extended highlights. Because I actually looked at this and I thought, have I picked the wrong defender here? I have not, in my opinion. Emerson Royale's crossing at the weekend in that game was absolutely tragic. It was awful. absolutely awful. And whenever Reguilón, the reason Reguilón didn't get any bonus points in that game is because he's bombing forward, he's getting in all the right positions, he had one shot that just went wide, he had a good save from Backman, he's getting into goal-scoring dangerous positions. Do not let... This is my view, guys. You have whichever Spurs defender you want. But if you want a you want a Spurs defender for a potential double game week next week, my view is Reguilón. Don't go for Emerson Royale. The underlying stats on these crossing do not tell the whole story. His crossing was absolutely terrible. And he got two bonus points this week. Why? Because he's just bombing. He's just constantly getting the crosses in. And they're just crosses completed because it goes over everybody and somebody, probably Reguilón, picks it up on the other side. That counts as a cross completed. It's a joke.
Are you feeling quite angry today?
I'm feeling, yeah. I haven't come down yet from the Liverpool-Chelsea game. I mean, it's still like...
It's very intense today.
No, I'm just...
Quite low.
I know. I feel quite intense.
And I feel like I'm...
It's a mixture of the Liverpool-Chelsea game, it's the YouTube violations, and it's the stickers that I'm getting excited about. I can't... I'm a bit... I'm on one tonight.
Do you like a Jaffa cake?
No, I've had 40 on Christmas. I don't want any bloody Jaffa cakes. I really don't. Cyberdet is saying Reguilón's too pricey. I disagree. I think there's a hall there for Reguilón somewhere. I really do.
Okay, just to change the habit of a lifetime, I'm going to disagree with you slightly, not entirely, because I do think Reguilón is a better pick than Royale if you've got the money. However, I think Royale's a decent option. I really do. I think both Royale and Ben Davis, who you've also neglected to talk about in this live stream so far.
Yeah,
both.
He's a six. He's a ceiling six, isn't he, Davis?
No.
Yeah, he is really. He is really. He's not hall imminent like Reguilón.
Oh, he is.
But Harry, absolutely right, Harry, and I think you probably picked up this comment from Match of the Day, same as I did. The opponents are they're letting Emerson have the ball. Because they know he won't do anything with it.
But Conte...
You saw it in the game, right? You saw it in the game. Because whenever Emerson got that ball on that side, who did you play at the weekend? Watford. Watford didn't stream over to stop the cross. They were like, yeah, you cross it, mate.
But
you cross it, because we know where this is going.
But you heard Conte speak at the end of the game against... Who did we play last week? Palace.
Yeah.
At the end of the game against... Was it Palace last week? No, Southampton last week. He made a comment about something about Royale. And he said, basically, he's not a finished player yet. He's got a long way to go.
Emerson Royale?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure he's a player yet. Never mind a finished player.
What is wrong with you, man?
So good.
Calm right down.
I don't like him.
I'm bringing him in then.
You're bringing him in? I'm so going to get trolled by Emerson Royale.
Oh, well, I'm absolutely bringing him in to just troll you. He can play alongside Dominic Calvert.
Two bonus points. He's got 8 points. What the hell?
I like him. I think he's a decent option. I think over time, he, at the course of this season, he will become a really good... And those balls that he puts in will get better.
I need to get a lot better. Anyway, there is my two penneth on Emerson Royale versus Reguilón, if you're interested in the Spurs defender.
And just to add to the why you should be interested in the Spurs defender, Romero's back in training.
Yeah.
We'll be back in the next week or two.
Not that you've missed him while he's been away. The defensive performances have been, I think, frankly, superb. Conte has gone in there. He's recognised that that's a position, that's an area of the pitch he needs to improve. And he's bloody done it. You're looking really good. What is that, like 6 clean sheets in 8? 6 in 9? Something like that? It's very, very good indeed.
Yeah, Christmas come early when we got Conte.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Romero will be back, and alongside Dyer, and I suspect it will be Sanchez that loses his place, which is disappointing for him, really, because he's been playing well.
You're all right.
I think that will just strengthen the Spurs' defensive unit. It will make Royale and Reguilón have even more freedom to go, because they'll be really solid as a back three.
All right. Andrew Yee is saying, Emerson Royale will be this season's Watkins. He'll troll Lee a good one. And you're probably right.
You're 100%.
Now that I've got that off my chest about Royale and how terrible... It's like every time he got it, I just thought, right, where's this going? Oh, it's gone over. It's gone straight to the goal. It's awful.
Okay, let's go from talking about a player that's half decent to one that's woeful and talk about Oxlade-Chamberlain, shall we? Because he... If you're going to play him while Salah and Mane are away at AFCON...
There's a chance we do. There's a chance
you
we
are
do.
Going to be lower than us in 2 weeks' time.
Just a quick shout out on Palace versus West Ham. We spoke about it a little bit at the top of the show there. And Lanzini, who I don't think was on anybody's radar already from an FPL perspective. If you did bring him in, fair play. Well done. I mean, that is absolutely brilliant for him to get 2 goals for you. The Bowen assist?
It's not enough, is it, Jared?
Do you know what? I will take it and run, because it was never an assist.
You went out to get an assist
for that.
And also, I follow his missus on social media.
Danny Dyer?
Yeah, right. So tonight, they've gone for pizza with a cinema drinking slushies. Jared Bowen, that is not what we need from you.
Norwich is like 2 weeks away.
I don't care. Get home. Practice shooting, please, Jared. Immediately.
You follow Danny Dyer on Instagram, well, so you know what...
Well, I
are
have
you making been... FPL decisions based on Danny Dyer's Instagram?
Well, no, but I followed... Right, you all know that I'm an absolute love island obsessive. So, of course, I followed Danny Dyer for years. Now, suddenly she's dating Jared Bowen. It's FPL insight as well, isn't it? It's like the best of both worlds.
Jeez.
Stop drinking slushies. Get
anyway,
down.
The Bowen assist, given that I captained him this week.
It's a bit jammy as
I'll
well.
Take
it wasn't
it
really
run.
An assist, was it?
It wasn't an assist. You can't get
it. Like the Jota one.
It's ridiculous. There was actually three, wasn't there? The Alonso one, the Jota one. And
did Alonso
and the
get an assist for it?
It's just not an assist.
Oh, you see, I don't agree with these nonsense assists. I mean, I'll take it because he was my captain. And
you
I'll
have to take it.
Take the Jota one as well, but...
You have to take it. But anyway, you know, another goal for Antonio. So what's that? Three returns now in his last three.
Not as good
as
Harry
we said
Kane.
Before, I think actually, well, he's half the price of Harry Kane, right? So Antonio right now... Looking pretty good. And if you captained him, fair play. Now we've got the Norwich game coming up, which I think is the better of the two
Who
games.
Who did you captain, by
for
the way?
West Ham.
Which
one? Captain Bowen. No, Captain right. Bowen. So, of course, I'm going to take the assist and run. But I feel very lucky to have had that because it felt like a very much a blank game for Bowen, despite the three goals. Lanzini on penalties now, apparently. Who knew? But I don't think any of us really asked that question coming into the game week, did we? I think we were all assuming it's possibly Noble and then maybe Antonio.
Well,
but...
Noble wasn't on the pitch.
No.
So then I assumed it was going to be Antonio. I mean, you were in the other room at the time. And yeah. I went, oh, West Ham have got a penalty. And you said it's Noble on. And I said, no. And then I said, I assume it'll be Antonio. And then the next time I looked, I was like, that's not Antonio. There that's Lanzini. So, yeah, who knows?
There it is. And the West Ham defence, I must admit, I was very close to not doing Reguilón and getting on the West Ham defence. And by the way, if you bought a West Ham defender in this game week, despite getting no points in this game, you got Norwich coming up, right? So, you know, I'm not saying bank the points, but Norwich are absolutely terrible, right? So you're probably going to get a clean sheet. The challenge you've got...
They're terrible defensively, West Ham.
Well, this was the thing I thought going into... I'm looking at all the defensive
Pookie
options.
Can score against them.
I was thinking about all the defensive options and I just thought, I'm not feeling any of them, really. If I wanted to go super cheap, you could get Ben Johnson, but he went off at half-time was replaced by Masuaku, who... I'm not sure about this guy, by the way. Masuaku. Oh, dear me.
Used to own him in FPL.
What a defender this guy is. Oh, my days.
They were awful defensively, West Ham. Awful.
So you've got Johnson and Masuaku. I think Johnson's the better of the two defenders, by the way. But, you know, hold off on half-time. You've got to keep an eye on that.
He was booked, wasn't he?
I think it's because he was booked. I think. Mm. And then who else have you got? You've got Dawson. A lot of people going in on Dawson, which I get it, right? Threat from corners and everything else. But they had far fewer corners than Palace at the weekend. Yeah, they only had one or two. Now, again, this could all go very, very right for West Ham defensive assets against Norwich. But for now, it's looking like it was a bit of a fail.
I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Norwich put a goal past West Ham.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Because West Ham are a good attacking unit.
Yeah.
But defensively, they aren't. And they will attack and they will leave some space. And... Norwich will try and play football.
Yeah.
And they maybe could steal something from that game. So defensively, West Ham, not ideal.
Now, West Ham, if you were going to free... And I'm thinking ahead a little bit here, but if you were going to free hit in game week 22, they have got a single game week, West Ham. They are not double game week, and they've got a single. It's a nice single. It's against Leeds United at home, I believe. What are you going to do with... But you haven't got Antonio, you've got Bowen. Have you got any other West Ham?
No.
Just Bowen. So
this is why I didn't go Antonio.
Because come game week 22,
I played,
you're going to want some other double game weekers.
I played a more long-term strategy.
Okay.
For a hit.
Okay. Well, I must admit, I'd be happy to carry them both into that week.
Would you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, Leeds, you know...
Scored a few today.
Looked better today, yeah, admittedly. But on any given day, I think Antonio and Bowen can do the business. So I feel pretty comfortable carrying them both into the Leeds game, single game week. Let's see. I'm probably at some stage going to want to bring in Cristiano Ronaldo for the double game week, depending on what the Manchester United double game week looks like.
What could it look like?
Well, let's have a look. Let's go back to the Ben Cronin spreadsheet, since you ask. I've got it right here, Sam. The Ben Cronin spreadsheet says... Manchester United, obviously it's the Wolves game tomorrow, but then the double game week is Aston Villa plus one of either Brentford or Brighton. But here's the rub for Manchester United is that they come out of the double game week and it's West Ham, Burnley, Southampton, Leeds, Watford. Before then it gets much more difficult in, March the 5th, I don't know what game that would be, 28th, so game week 28 onwards. much more difficult with City, Spurs and Liverpool. But that, you know, the next, what, double and then five nice fixtures, I would be astounded if I don't use the Salah money to go to Cristiano Ronaldo for that run. Now, the key thing is going to be, well, in that run that he's got, Salah be back at some stage. And I think the route back to Salah, for me at least, and I guess for a lot of you listening, will be from Ronaldo back to say, move those funds again. But I would be astounded if I don't sell Salah this week and in some way use that money to get Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm not going to do it immediately, right? I'm absolutely going to wait for Cup semi-finals, FA Cup, I'm going to be waiting until the last minute again, obviously. Even if Salah goes down three times in price, it's fine. I will wait. But right here and right now, that's probably what I'm going to do. Probably move to Ronaldo. Could get injured tomorrow, right? You never know.
Let's hope not. I don't want to have to make a change.
No, let's hope not. Let's finish up the look back at the game week results now by just talking briefly, because we can't talk with too much certainty about the other three games, because Everton, Brighton, Leeds and Burnley were not on TV here in the UK. Brentford and Villa was. There wasn't too much to discuss from that game, I don't think.
Apart from Watkins is missing,
which we... I guess COVID? I guess? Because he wasn't in the squad at all, right? Yeah. Must be. I assume that...
You actually did some quite good transfers this week, because you took out Watkins, who didn't make the squad.
Yeah.
You took out Foden, who didn't make the squad. And you took out who?
Reece James.
Who's
long-term
basically injured.
Yeah,
forever.
Well, we'll talk about my team a bit later on. But let's finish up the game week reviews by looking at this game.
Because
no doubt in my mind...
Angry that he comes back.
I must admit, I thought at the end of the Liverpool-Spurs game... Was it last week or the week before? When it was 2-2 in that game. I genuinely thought, well, that's got a contender for game of the season. And then we get this game. And it's like, oh, blimey, what a game.
I've ever seen you as... animated.
Really?
During a football match as you were during this one.
I thought I was alright during this one.
Ooh.
Spurs, I was not happy.
I spent a lot of the time like this.
Well, it was a good game. Listen, it was a good, first and foremost, great game. As a Liverpool fan, obviously frustrated to be 2-0 up and to come out of it with a draw. Obviously frustrating. But let me tell you, I have no idea how we were 2-0 up in that game.
No.
I have no idea. Chelsea were unbelievable for the first 25-30 minutes. And I've got to say... Kante and Kovacic in midfield, just so good. Kovacic was man of the match by a country mile. I'm not saying he's an FPL asset, but in this game he was easily the best player on the pitch. And whether Fabinho was maybe still suffering a bit from COVID or whatever, I don't know, but he didn't have the best day today. And maybe as a Liverpool fan, I've got my red goggles on there and doing him a bit of giving him a bit of an excuse on the COVID side, because in reality there was two players running that midfield and neither of them were Fabinho. It was Kante and Kovacic. They were unbelievable. Nevertheless, Liverpool found themselves 2-0 up. It was a mistake by... It was Chalobah, wasn't it? The young centre-half. And then Mane pounces, as you'd expect him to.
Did his best to miss that.
I don't know. He sort of shaped his body pretty well to shoot and then just went around the keeper. I thought he did pretty well. Salah scores an unbelievable goal, which it doesn't look unbelievable. But that's because he makes it look so easy. The ball from Trent is so good. And the finish from Salah is so good because he slows Alonso down with his run. It's so good. But the thing is, even the commentators didn't go too crazy about it, because A, it's Tyler and Neville, so they weren't that excited about it. And B, it's like we see that every week from Trent and from Salah in particular. It's like, yeah, he scored another unbelievably good goal where he's completely turned Alonso inside out. Anyway, we found ourselves 2-0 up. And then, what are we making of this Kovacic goal? What are we saying about this goal? What are we saying about this goal?
I mean, what is there to say, really?
Just such a good goal. Such a good goal. I can't help but think that 99 times out of 100, that goes and hits a player, or it goes wide, or it goes over. But this one went absolutely top bins, and it was brilliant. It was brilliant. I can't tell you. I mean, I could try that now.
No, you couldn't.
I could try that now and I'd fall over, because he's walking backwards. He sort of plants his foot, swings the other one at it, and he just hits it just perfectly in the top corner. It's such a good goal. I would be astounded if we see a better goal than that all season. It's probably goal of the season. And then what happens is, at a time when in the game Liverpool are 2-0 up and the crowd are starting to get a little bit like, oh God, we've played really well, but now we're 2-0 down. What the hell's going on? Plus the Lukaku stuff in the background. The crowd are starting to get a bit itchy, and Kovacic does that. And then all of a sudden, bang, it completely changes the game. It completely changed the atmosphere. we get a bit caught on the final goal. I don't think Van Dijk covers himself in glory getting across to cover that Pulisic run, but he does. And Pulisic makes the run and he scores a, you know, a pretty easy goal, actually, once he's got in that position. All of a sudden, it's two all. And who knows what could have happened in the second half. But that moment from Kovacic completely changed the atmosphere in the stadium. Completely changed it. Because despite Chelsea playing really well up to that point, we were 2-0. And we had the crowd where we wanted them. But the Kovacic goal changed it all. Any thoughts? Any thoughts from an FPL perspective?
Yeah. I think it's tough with this, isn't it? Because obviously Jota got the assist, but it was a flaky assist, wasn't it? No, it was a flaky assist, really, because it was off of...
It's a Chalobah mistake, yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah.
But I still think he's going to be a good option moving forward, because, of course, now we've got AFCON and we're going to lose Salah and Mane.
What do you think the Liverpool front three is going to be without them two?
Anyone but Oxlade-Chamberlain up there. So for me, no. But oh, then where was he today?
I think Oxlade-Chamberlain will get some minutes. Minamino's injured. Firmino.
Origi's
injured.
No, but you don't want him, surely.
Well, he got no choice, I don't think.
Where is Firmino? Has he got COVID?
Firmino is he wasn't in the squad today. And given that there was a lot of rumour that Alisson was one of the key players out with COVID and he's best mates with Firmino, I would be surprised if Firmino didn't have COVID
Klopp
as well.
Basically told us that, though, didn't he? Because he said,
yeah, I would think so.
When you see my team sheet, you'll know which of my players has got COVID because they're important. So the fact that Alisson and Firmino are missing suggests that it's them two.
Yeah.
So them two out, but they will be 10 days isolation, so they'll be back for game week. Where are we now?
22 is next game week.
So Firmino and Jota, definitely. Then I suppose it's going to have to be Oxlade-Chamberlain, he don't fill me with confidence.
I think for sure...
When's Origi back?
I don't know, but I don't think he's got a long-term injury, put it that way. But he's very injury-prone, this guy, right? It's difficult for him to play. And we'll get a feel for which of the Liverpool attackers are going to be fit for game week 22, because we'll see three cup games between now and then. So we'll get a feel for who's available.
Firmino if he's got COVID,
he
and Alisson will not be there midweek.
Yeah.
Or in the FA Cup. Or in the follow-up. You would have thought, well, they might make the second leg.
Yeah.
Depending on when they tested.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, is it, really?
It's not. You're losing your two best players at a key time of the season to an international tournament. I would be surprised if we don't see Firmino up top, Jota left, and possibly Ox right. I think that's what we're going to see.
Okay.
If Minamino is fit, I think you'd probably see Minamino right instead. If Origi is fit, you'll see Jota right, and you'll see Origi left and Firmino up front. Either way, I think Firmino will be available and will be the first choice centre-forward for a few weeks.
Right.
And we will rely heavily upon him. There's no doubt about it. So if you wanted to go out there and get a bit of a differential, maybe have a look at Firmino. It's not Christmas anymore. But the problem with, I think, going for any of those guys is I am not convinced that our attacking dynamic will be anything like what it normally is with those two missing. I think we will struggle a little bit, to be honest with you. The whole Liverpool ethic, the whole Liverpool dynamic is the front three presses a team. And Jota will be in there working hard. Firmino will get involved with that as well. But Origi, he just does not press. Minamino, he kind of presses, but he's not that great at it. He's a hard worker, but he's not that great at it. Mm. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, well, less said about him, the better. He barely breaks sweat, never mind presses. So you've got... I don't think we're going to be pressing as a team anymore. And that front three will lack cohesion and Liverpool might struggle for goals a little bit. And that's my concern going into this double game week. Because if we look at the double game week for Liverpool, let's have a look at it.
Potential
double game week for Liverpool. It's possibly Brentford and Leeds at home. That's possibly what Ben is saying the double game week could be. Now, that Leeds game could be Arsenal away instead. So I am, by no stretch of the imagination, absolutely not saying, you know, anything like sell Jota, right? Do not, right? Keep him, because we've potentially got a good-looking double game week. And then after that, it's Palace, it's Leicester, it's Burnley, it's Norwich. The fixtures are quite nice, right? Until Salah and Mane come back, the fixtures look all right. We'll probably get by, and Jota will be a big part of that team. But I don't think we're going to, you know, don't expect us to be quite so free scoring. You know, if you're looking at those fixtures and thinking, oh, Liverpool get three or four goals in each of those, I don't see it. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
So, don't sell Trent is the first thing to say. I think.
Well, the basic answer is if you want to have Liverpool, you have Trent and you have Jota and that's it.
Probably, but with those fixtures, if the double game week is Brentford and Leeds at home and you're on a free hit, there's no way you're not having free Liverpool. Would you have Robbo coming back in? I think I would, because I think our attacking impetus will come from our fullbacks. Here's a good question for you, and a question you can ask me if you like. Liverpool, say it's Brentford and Leeds at home in game week 22 in a double game week. Yeah. Who would you captain, Trent or Jota?
Neither.
Neither. My God. All right, do you want to ask me that question?
Well, you're going to say Trent.
Absolutely.
But...
Absolutely. Out of the two, without a doubt. Now, Jota, playing really, really well this season, don't get me wrong. Outstatting Salah, all the rest of it. But he's been so good because he's playing with the two world-class players around him.
That's my issue.
And now he's got Origi and Oxlade-Chamberlain, and potentially.
And that's my big issue, right? And that's why I've said neither. Because Salah and Mane get on their planes probably today. Yeah. They fly off. I want to watch you play on... When you play on Wednesday night? In the cup or Thursday?
I've no idea. It's going to be Tuesday, I think it is, actually. I think it is.
Shows how much attention I pay to what you're doing. You play in the cup. That's a game I'm really interested in because that will tell us what formation we're getting from Liverpool over the next few weeks. It'll tell us some of it anyway.
What, in the cups?
Yes.
No, it won't.
Against Klopp's, Arsenal, surely.
Klopp's been taking a totally different approach with a completely different team.
You've got no players. They've all left. They've got COVID or they've got on a plane to AFCON. So I'm sorry, he's not going to be able to rest anybody. He's going to have to play them.
The players he's been using in the Carabao Cup up to now are not those players, though. They're a lot younger players. He's been using a mixture, right? So he's been using Tyler Morton and players like that. So these players are going to come in, you'd think, against Arsenal. A lot of these players. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe you're right, Sam. Maybe you're right.
You've got to go in for that. It's Arsenal. You've got to play Tyler Morton and expect to get to the final.
It's the Carabao Cup, and I think Klopp will be prioritising other things.
Klopp.
One thing I will say is that our FA Cup tie is against, I think, Shrewsbury or maybe Swansea. Begins with an S.
Oh, brilliant.
So I think you've got to think that we're going to play half a team for that game, right? I can't see any of the big hitters potentially coming out for that. A word on Chelsea and that performance there. What are we saying about Chelsea? Despite all of the rhetoric that's in the news at the minute around Lukaku and everything else.
Yeah.
Good performance, right? First half an hour, first 45, very, very good.
Defensively, though, iffy.
Yeah.
Going forward, good. I actually didn't think they missed Lukaku today, which says a lot.
Do you think they play better without Lukaku?
Maybe. Maybe they do.
I think in some ways they do.
They didn't miss him. Like, yeah. I didn't watch them and think, my God, they missed Lukaku today. Yeah.
I think our team was set up to deal with Lukaku, by the way. I think that's why Konate played.
Unless
Matip is COVID-y, then Konate comes in anyway. Okay. But
well, there's a lot of COVID, apparently.
Yeah,
so it could be. I mean, I didn't think Chelsea missed Lukaku. I thought Chelsea played well. I thought Mount was good again. I liked Pulisic. I thought Pulisic had a good game. Defensively, though, a lot to be desired again. And sure. That, for me, is the thing about playing Chelsea. Like, on paper, a game against Chelsea isn't a game that you would necessarily be like, oh, let's invest in. But there is scope for goals in those games, unless they sign somebody. Of course, transfer window's open now, so things are going to be up in the air again, because we're bound to have some new incoming players, particularly in Chelsea. I would have thought defensively, with the injuries that Chilwell and James have got, I'll be astounded if there's not incomings in those sorts of areas for them.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're, yes, going forward, yes, I thought they looked impressive. Defensively, oof.
All right. Okay. Let's move on, Sam. Let's move on to
our... Here he goes.
Here is the current state of play, or actually the final state of play for our December Manager of the Month competition. So any of you guys that follow us on Patreon, if you're a Patreon supporter of ours, and you're at the $5 tier or the $10 tier, you can be involved, or you will be involved automatically, in our monthly competition. So it doesn't matter if you're having a terrible season. If you have a terrible season, don't worry, because at the beginning of each month, you'll have the opportunity to take part in our competition. And depending on how you get on that month, I total up all the scores from the month, and at the end of the month, in my little spreadsheet, I announce on Patreon who's the top three per week. And when we get to the end of the month, I then have a look at who's done well, the best in December. And in December, Sam, something happened that has never happened before. It's never happened.
We've never had a three-way tie.
A three-way tie, which has never happened. I'm actually not sure that we ever had a two-way tie.
No, because we've always been quite close. There's been a few times where we've been very close.
Yeah.
And actually, I think on a couple of occasions, we've had a tie for second and somebody's pipped it. But we've never had two tied winners.
So to have three on 374 points in December is quite incredible. And all three of these guys, so Sean, Peter and Lucy. Lucy was at the top of the show, I was saying about former champion. Lucy was the champion back in October, by the way. So she's back again in December. What a season Lucy Kember is having. So, so good. So Sean, Peter and Lucy, all with 374 points. All with only one hit taken as well. Because if there's a tie, what I usually do as a tiebreaker is, well, okay, well, Lucy's taken two hits and Sean's taken one.
We talked about chips as well, didn't we?
So there's all this going on. But literally, you cannot separate these three. So the way we're going to do it, as I said at the top of the show, is I'm going to need your help here. You're going to need your phone, Sam, because you're going to be looking up FPL player points for me. I've got three packs of the new Panini stickers, right? So Max and I, my son and I, collect these every year, and I absolutely love doing it with him. So we've got these three packs, and what we're going to do is each of Sean, Peter and Lucy are going to have one of these packs each.
What am I looking at? Points scored so far?
Points scored so far.
Right, my phone's got 8% battery, so let's not 8%? Take too long.
Oh, God. So if anybody packs Mo Salah, you've done it, basically.
Well, unless
you pack Dominic Calvert-Lewin, you're in trouble. It's not FPL points this week, it's FPL points across the season so far. So first up...
Who are we going with first, then?
This is Sean Thorpe's pack. Sean Thorpe, who we absolutely love, by the way. Sean Thorpe, if you're in, Sean, give us a hello in the live chat. I love all of the Patreon supporters.
Sean has been around for a very, very long time.
He's great value in the Slack. Sean, this is your pack, mate. This is your pack. And I'm going to pick the top three players that Sean gets.
Well, how do you know?
It's a good start. It's a good start for Sean. Because there will be like stadium cards and there will be like club crests and all that sort of stuff. So I'm hoping I'm going to get at least three players per pack.
Well, why don't you just give me all the players and I'll tell you.
So, we're starting off. Oh, goodness me, you're going to love this pack.
But the thing is, you've also not told me about preparing for stuff like this because...
I told you we were doing this earlier.
Yes, but I haven't got a pen to add the maths up.
Right. Do I need to do this as well?
No. Give me your phone.
I'll do it.
No, give me your phone.
Right.
Hang on, let me get the...
He's got a good pack here.
I'm all right.
Sean's first player... from this pack, this Panini sticker, is James Ward-Prowse. Good shout.
70 points he's got.
James Ward-Prowse is on 70 points. 70 points. Second is...
Oh, look at that!
Harry Kane.
Max is going to be well upset that you've pulled that when he's not here.
Harry Kane, elite.
It's not done very well, though, so far.
James Ward-Prowse and a Harry Kane elite. The next in the pack, I'm not sure this is going to make the top three, Granit Xhaka. Granit Xhaka. Once I've pulled all these cards, we'll decide what the top three are per point. So Granit Xhaka, I don't think he's going to be in the top three. Nor probably is Angelo Ogbonna. I doubt. Maybe I'm wrong.
Xhaka.
And nor do I think Pedro Neto.
Xhaka's got 18 points this season.
18.
Who else did you just pull?
Angelo Ogbonna.
Ogbonna.
How many points has he got?
Ogbonna, 40.
40? Oh, that's not bad. And what about Pedro Neto? He's less than 40. Got to be less than 40 points. You don't even need to look that up.
He's been injured for forever.
He's definitely. So,
hang on, wait, let me just check Neto. Neto has got none.
Zero, yeah. So here we are. So Sean Pack, his best three players, Ward-Prowse, Kane and Ogbonna.
163.
Right, write that one down. 163.
I'm going to write it down.
Christ.
We'll do it on here.
163. Ready?
Oh, don't start.
No, I won't do it. Don't start doing stuff like that, you nutter.
Right. No, I'll just take a picture of the picture. There you go, look. 163.
Sean, 163. Right. Done it.
Right, who's next?
Peter Miller. Congratulations, Peter. 374 points is an outstanding
163
December.
163 to be.
But it is now... this pack that is going to decide your fate, Peter.
I can't
believe
you've packed Harry Kane when Max isn't here.
For Sean, it'd be great.
I'm, at the end of this stream, going to go and wake Max up
and show him
this.
Don't do that. Right. The pack is opening. Peter's pack is opening.
What's that?
We've got a star signing. We've got Kurt Zouma. Kurt Zouma. What are we saying about Kurt Zouma? Not sure about that. Not a great start. Oh, it doesn't get any better, Peter. It's not getting much better. You've packed Jonjo Shelvey. sorry, Peter's not looking good. He needs Mo Salah to come from the
depth. Who got there?
Buendia.
Oh, there's a decent one coming next.
Buendia.
Buendia will be all right.
Buendia's got to be, I would say.
As
Tips is in, he said, this is great for the podcast listeners.
Sorry,
not,
guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely
terrible. Podcast listeners, if you, yeah, if you,
the total
if you zip on a bit.
Buendia's on 49.
Buendia, 49. Okay, then we've got the main man himself. Missed him today, although Kelleher did have a good game. Alisson Becker.
78.
Alisson Becker with 78. He's definitely in the top three. And then we've got the Arsenal team. Doesn't count. Arsenal team.
So what have we got to look at now? Who's got more points between Kurt Zouma and Jonjo Shelvey?
Who's got more, Kurt Zouma or Jonjo Shelvey? Either way, I don't think, Peter.
Hang on, we got to add
you are going to be threatening.
Right, Shelvey's got 24.
24, okay, fine.
And Zouma.
That's no good.
Has got 32.
Right, there we go, 32.
159. So Sean winning by four.
Peter, I'm so sorry. So sorry, Peter.
Oh, I hate this. I feel so bad about all of this.
Yeah, because they've all done so well. They've all done so well this year, this month. Brilliant in December. But Peter, I'm afraid, mate, the packs have not fallen your way. So far, Sean is leading with 163.
Kane.
Now, Lucy.
Right, come on, Lucy.
This is Lucy's pack. Lucy, was manager month in October. There was no pack opening. There was none of this shenanigans going on. She was the clear winner in the October manager of the month competition. So can Lucy pip Sean to December as well to win two out of the last 3 months? Let's see. Let's see what Lucy packed. Oh, Lucy!
Oh, is another Spurs player in there?
You've only gone and matched him and got Harry Kane again.
He's one of our own.
Got Kane again.
Right, we're back with 53.
Oh, goodness me. Kane.
Two Kanes and a hat. Max isn't here.
Two Kanes. We've got... This is a good pack, Lucy. It's a good pack. This is Martin Ødegaard. Martin Ødegaard. How many points for Martin Ødegaard?
72. That'll be in the top three,
I
imagine.
Oh, that could be in the top
53 and 72.
That could be in the top three. If anybody just joining the live stream...
we've not gone mental.
We've done all the FPL stuff. We'll be talking about our teams in just a second. But we are talking about the December Manager of the Month competition. So far, Sean Thorpe is leading the way. We are opening Panini packs to decide who
is
going to be the winner.
Pack.
John McGinn. Don't think he's going to be in the top three. John McGinn.
McGinn, 61.
61, possible. It's possible. She's had a result. Lucy, you've had a result.
Who's that?
Diogo Jota.
Oof, he wins.
Diogo Jota.
I tell
Jota.
You what...
This
is going to push Kane out of the top three.
This is going to be close.
Well, because what did I say? For McGinn, 61,
yeah.
That's more than Kane. So Kane...
Kane's out of it.
Kane's out of it. So hang on. So 63 for Buendia.
Yeah.
Who else did we have? Ødegaard.
Ødegaard.
Who's got 72. And then who?
It wasn't Buendia, by the way.
Oh, who was it?
It was John McGinn.
That's what I meant. I've put
good.
John McGinn's point
good.
In. It's Buendia in the other pack, wasn't it? And Jota.
Jota. Jota's going to have loads, isn't he? How many points has he got so far?
101.
And by the way, the final card is Kyle Walker.
He might have pushed some of them out.
He might be all right as well. Kyle Walker, let's have a look. I think it's looking good, Lucy.
51, so no.
51. So what do the top three cards in Lucy Kemba's pack come to? And does it beat 163?
It does. 236.
Oh, Sean, mate. Lucy, congratulations. Lucy Kemba is our December Manager of the Month. Lucy, congratulations. By the way, we did a video with Lucy when she won 2 months ago in October. So if you haven't checked that out on the channel, go and check out the interview or the meeting the manager video that I did with Lucy a couple of months ago, a few weeks back on the channel, where we were talking about Lucy's season so far and how well she's doing and what she did to win the October Manager of the Month. Well, here we are again. Lucy, congratulations. She is the December Manager of the Month.
And you know
very,
what this means, though,
indeed.
Lucy,
very,
don't
very
you? It does mean that given, like, now Harry Kane has basically won this for you, you need to bring him in your fantasy team.
That's it. You have to bring in
the balls.
Harry Kane for the double game week. So, Sean and Peter, listen, guys.
Congratulations,
really sorry.
Guys.
Congratulations. You've had brilliant, brilliant months. No doubt about it. Absolutely superb. We should try and sort out a prize for those guys.
No, we will send them something.
Something.
We will... We'll be in touch. We will send you, and it won't be a panini pack.
It'll be a Harry Kane.
No, we will not send you a panini pack. We will send you both something as well. So, and we'll be in touch.
There we go. So Lucy is our December manager month. Congratulations, Lucy. She's in the live chat. Lucy, well done.
Well done,
amazing
Lucy.
Month. Amazing season you're having, Lucy. Absolutely fantastic. Really, really good. So there we go, guys. That is our December manager of the month. And if you are interested in joining us in our monthly competitions in January, or if you want to have a look at February, March, then come join us over on patreon.com/FPL family. All the links are in the description below. If you want to join us at the Manager of the Month tier, where you can get involved in these competitions, which, as you can see, highly competitive, and we don't usually decide it by opening Panini stickers, but I just thought it'd be good fun. But we also do bonus podcasts over there, and we look forward to the game week coming up. There's some options to do one-to-one Zooms with Sam and I to look at your team in detail if you want to go to that sort of level. So have a look, patreon.com/FPL family, and you too could be challenging the 2x FPL family champion, Lucy Kemba, for January's crown.
Harry Kane came out twice.
Harry Kane coming out twice. So, so good.
What a legend.
Sam, we have to talk about, we have to finish on, how our teams have got on this week. How's your team looking for this week? It is...
Shower off.
A bit of a red arrow, but you've got plenty still to go, right? Plenty still to go.
Yes. So I took a punt.
Yes.
On Livramento over Rudiger. I didn't fancy Rudiger against Chelsea. I really didn't. So I'm hoping...
Rudiger against Liverpool.
Who did I say?
You said Rudiger against Chelsea, but we all know what you meant, Sam.
We know what we meant. So I'm taking a bit of a punt that Livramento will hopefully recover.
I can't believe you said, I took a punt and then said Livramento. The punt is Calvert-Lewin.
No, I'm getting there. I'll start with the defence. Okay, fine, okay. So I started him. So hopefully, because he's now, he would have blanked, wouldn't he? But because of the double game week situation, he's now got a game later on. So hopefully his knee will be fine by then. I made two Why can't I speak tonight? What is wrong with me? I made two transfers this week. Took a -4. So yeah. I did Smith Rowe. Sorry, Smith Rowe. I do feel guilty about it. You have been a legend.
You did for Bowen, right?
But I did it for Bowen.
No brainer.
So I've done that. And then I took a chance on Calvert-Lewin. And I got to be honest, although it's annoyed me, I don't regret it. Like, I think sometimes in FPL, you just have to do the thing that you feel is the right thing to do. And actually, I'll tell you a funny story about this transfer. We've been leaving them later, haven't we?
Transfers? Yeah, not half, yeah.
And because of the isolation stuff, we've not really left the house that much. We're out of isolation now. So we decided we'd take the kids out yesterday morning.
Where's this going, this story?
You know where it's going.
Do I?
So we go off, we go into the shops, get in the car, we drive to the shops. It's 10:30. We pull up at the shops and I go, right, it's 10:30. No game's going to get called off now. I'm going to make my transfer.
Oh, God, I remember this. What you're going to say now?
Put my hand in my pocket. Where's my phone?
You forgot your phone.
Put my hand in my other pocket. Where's my phone? Lee, I've left my phone at home. Can I borrow your phone?
What was the first thing, guys? Get in the chat. And what do you think was the first thing Sam said when you realised you hadn't brought your phone to the shops with you? It wasn't, oh, what if there's an emergency? I can't contact somebody. What if, you know, something crazy happens and I really need my phone in emergency. No. The first thing was,
I can't make my transfers. So then I said, can I borrow your phone? And he goes, yeah. So he gives me, first of all he said no. Then he said, yeah, all right then.
Initially I was like, no.
Then he gives me his phone. Then I realised that because of Hackgate, I've changed my password to a safe password and it's not stored on Lee's phone.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. So I turned the car on and we drove home, pick up my phone so I can make my transfers.
We got all the way to the shops, which, by the way, is about a 20-minute drive.
The kids. So I got back home at 10 to 11, ran in the house, quickly made my transfer and got back in the car. The kids were raging. They were like... And then I went, okay, we can go again now.
Try and explain to an 8-year-old why we've just driven to the shops and back for
Max,
no reason.
Max gets it. Evie thinks I'm mental.
Yeah.
But Max was like, you know, FPL and... So then we drove back to the shops and we carried on with our day after I brought in Calvert-Lewin. But
right.
I just felt that I needed to take that. That was a moment for the longer term.
And he still could do great, right? There's no question.
It's
he could
fine.
Still come up trumps, but the way that Everton
played. I thought
played,
you were joking today when you said SofaScore says he's missed a penalty. And I was like, you're joking.
Yeah. Not great.
Not great. But I've got a few to come still, obviously. So Livramento still to play. Obviously, Bowen to go again. Calvert-Lewin to go again. And Ronaldo to play tomorrow.
Harry!
What's he said?
Harry's in the live chat. He just said you'd be better leaving your phone at home.
To be... Well, Who would I have had instead?
I'd have been better just staying at the shops.
Who was it?
Oh, classic. Absolutely.
Who did I take out?
I don't know. Who did you take out?
Who did I sell? Lacazette, I wouldn't have.
Did he not get anything in that?
We got two, didn't he?
Two, okay.
So
I love that.
If Dominic Calvert-Lewin just...
transfer, people saying.
If Dominic Calvert-Lewin... Dominic Calvert... Well, no, actually, I would have been better off because I wouldn't have had a minus four either, would I? So I'd have been currently 6 points better off if I'd have left my phone at home.
You did a 40... We did a 40-minute round trip so you could get a zero-pointer out of Calvert-Lewin. What a joke.
But you've got to laugh at these things, haven't you? And you never know. Oh, if Calvert-Lewin bangs a hattie against Leicester, then...
It's all worth it.
It's all worth it, yeah.
Oh, my God, Harry, that's tickled me. That's
but, yeah, there we are.
You'd have got two rather than DCL zero.
I didn't have had a minus four either.
Nevertheless, I do talk a lot on these live streams about how jammy you are. And what I will say is in the last couple of weeks, you've been very unlucky because you free hit Salah in last week for the penalty miss. You got Calvert-Lewin in for the double game week penalty miss. I mean, you're two kicks of a ball away there from 50k rather than 107k. Because Salah captain last week would have been a nice bump. And Dominic Calvert-Lewin, what, I guess he's under 10% owned. He must
four.
Be. Yeah, four, right? So, I mean, if that penalty goes in, you're in the top 50, 40k on the kicks of two footballs, right? So,
look,
yeah, it's very unlucky.
I'm not one to complain. I just put my big girl pants on.
And unlike you, I won't get my violin out. I'll say, you know, unlucky, Sam. Well played, but unlucky.
There's nothing to violin about. It's just one of those things. I'm not bitter about it. I'm still finding it funny.
Have you got any initial thoughts about game week 22? Or are we just too early to be discussing?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Because the reality is that, I mean, last week I sat here and said I was going to get Ollie Watkins. And I would have got Ollie Watkins. Genuinely, that would have been my transfer had there not been a double game week. Now, the reality is I can sit here and say, oh, for next week I'm going to target X club.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I won't. Because if double game weeks get announced, I'm going all in on Spurs, probably.
Yeah.
Or I'm going all in on Watford. Because actually, their fixtures could be really nice.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think I want any more than Josh King, but still.
All right, so we're on 107k. We're on 35 minus 4 for the game week.
Basically gone back to where I was before my free hit.
Yeah, and we've got plenty still to play. Ronaldo's still to come, of course. Calvert-Lewin with another game. Bowen with another game. So we've got three to go?
And Liver.
And Livramento. So,
don't forget about Livramento.
Yeah, four to go. So still plenty of football to be played this week. No doubt about it. A good week for me. Pretty happy with, as you mentioned before on the stream, three of probably the best three transfers I've made this season. I got Bowen in last week.
You did these late as well, right?
I got Bowen in for his haul last week, which is pretty good. And the three that I took out this week, I got rid of James. He just had to go, right? So I got James for Reggie on. That worked out pretty well. I got Son in for Foden when I heard the early Foden news about, you know, he's got COVID. There's a lot of rumour on Twitter about he's not travelled, he's not gone with the squad. And then a couple of reasonably good sources came out and suggested that before the deadline. So I will admit to having a little bit of jam there in terms of early team news. So I quickly got him out of the team.
You were thinking about doing that anyway.
I was because, you know, I didn't expect City to go crazy at Arsenal. Plus, I wanted, you know, at some stage, Son needs to come in for this double game week, right? Spurs are going to have a double game week. You're gonna need to have Son.
Well, we're going to have multiple double game weeks
probably,
at some point.
I just needed to have him at some stage. And to be honest with you, a lot of my thinking throughout the week was, well, the only way I'm going to get Son, because I was keeping Foden, right? So the only way that I'm going to get to Son is I've got to sell Salah. I've got to do it. But I was in such a conflict because I thought, well, Salah's got this Chelsea team that are not playing that well right now, so he could do quite well. But I just had to get Son somehow. So actually, when that Foden news broke, I was like, that's easy now then. That's easy. It's just do Foden.
Good job you had some money in the bank.
So I had a bit of money in the bank. I did that. And also did Watkins to Antonio, which given that Watkins, not that we knew that, I didn't know that before the deadline, but Watkins not showing up today and Antonio coming in for a double game week. Very happy that I did that, right?
Because that was a big conversation that you and I had. Was when you kept saying to me, I want to sell Watkins, and I kept going, oh, he could really punish you against Brentford.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a real problem, but I get it, because Antonio's got the double game week, and it's the perfect double game week, so I understand the logic.
Yeah.
But, selling Watkins, and then to not have him in the team sheet at all today.
Yeah.
Oof, jammy.
Yeah. So that's a minus eight that, at the time, felt... I rarely take minus eights. Rarely. But I've been doing hits galore, as I'm sure a lot of you guys have, over the last few weeks, given the uncertainty that's
everyone's
going on.
Everyone's hitting, though. It doesn't really
affect
you.
It feels it, doesn't it?
The hits don't... You're actually more affected if you don't take a hit now.
well,
you get you tend to get a big bump if you've not taken one, but if you take one, you tend to stay where you are ish.
Well, had I been, let's just say, a bit more reserved with what I was doing, I probably would have done just Watkins to Antonio. I was always getting Antonio. Bowen and Antonio were always coming in for me for the double game week, so I would have done that transfer.
And you'd already done Reece James out, right?
Yes, I had. So I'd already done Reece James to Reguilón.
Yeah.
So I probably would have stuck there. I would have stuck with that.
The minus four.
So the Foden to Son it's a minus four. He's got six. I'm net better off slightly, but I do feel now in a better position going into what I think is going to be a big double game week for Son. Mm. And again, you go back to the highlights of that Watford versus Spurs game. You know, if Son got some better service from Royale on the other side, he'd actually...
You stop negging on Royale.
I'm not going to
stop
negging on Royale.
Unless you're sleeping
if he had
in the
some
garden.
Better service from the other side,
in the rain.
He could have had a lot more, Son. He could have had more. He looked the most threatened on the day, no doubt about it. More than Kane, I would suggest. So I feel better about my team going into this potential double game with a couple of Spurs. It feels weird for me to say it. No, I know. Yeah, you may well feel my forehead, poor cut podcast system.
You feel okay?
Going into this double game week now with Reguilón and Son feels a bit of a nicer position to be in.
You've got more Spurs than me.
So here I am. So I've got Antonio and Bowen still to go. I've got Breuer still to go as well, should he play. A bit disappointed to get nothing from Rafinha. Three goals for Leeds today, nothing from Rafinha. A player that I've been looking to transfer out for about 2 months, but because other things have just always come up, here he is, and he popped up in my team, and I was like, oh, Burnley at home, decent, I'll keep him and I'll play him. So he's in there, and actually he was in the top 10 for XG underachievers, Rafinha, had an XG of 0.37 this week, so possibly could have had something. We'll wait to watch the highlights tonight and match of the day, but yeah, he's going to probably stay for me now, to be honest. So there we are, minus 8. 50 points, so pretty good so far. I'm absolutely cacking it about
Ronaldo,
as usual. Same as I was last week. And actually, when he pulled out the 12-pointer last week, you can't get upset about that. It's Ronaldo. He's one of the most expensive assets in the game for a reason. He will hurt you.
It's why I'm not bothered about Salah this week. Yeah. I sat there and I accepted whatever Salah did to me today.
Yeah.
And that's just how you have to see it. If you don't own the expensive players in the game, because let's be honest, you can't own them all. You have to make difficult choices and you just have to take the consequences
of that. This week is very much I've kept Salah up to now. I wanted to go West Ham in the double game week. So, yeah, whatever will be this week. With Ronaldo, if he hurts me against Wolves, he hurts me. I've made that decision.
Wolves are quite good defensively, though.
The one that got me, and we haven't discussed this yet, but the one that got me was last week.
Which one?
It was the Salah penalty miss. And then Ronaldo gets the 12-pointer.
Let's not talk about it because you got... Don't, because you get all angry again.
I will get angry
and then
again.
We've only just got you to calm down a bit. I give you some Jaffa cakes at the end of the stream.
There was a lot of people.
And then you feel better. Look, you don't start because, you're rubbing your face already.
I'm getting all
angry getting
again.
Angry.
Yeah, let's not go about this Salah penalty miss.
That's in the past. That's a game we've gone by. He's not even in the country anymore. Forget him. For
he's
a couple of weeks.
Plane,
let him leave. Let him go off to... Where is AFCON?
Anyway, that
where
is
it?
That was a big... I just got to mention it.
No, don't mention
it. I've got to. It was a big swing. That's a big swing between a Salah penalty miss and a 12-pointer for Ronaldo. That is a... Because I've captained Salah as well. That was a big... If you sold Salah a couple of weeks ago and you're like, right, I've just got to hide behind the sofa for Leicester and Chelsea... Despite the 7 points today...
Well, I think it's if you take it as three and four over the last 2 weeks...
Oh, didn't have to get away with one last week. Salah's against Leicester got away with one, no doubt.
I free-hitted him back on the wrong
week. No doubt. But anyway, the seven this week is absolutely fine. So yeah, overall, it's okay. 50 points, minus eight. That's why my green arrow is only little and not big, because I have taken a minus eight. I'm expecting that to be... Well, I'm expecting to be about back where I started once Ronaldo's done some business against Wolves. So then it's down to, can Breuer do anything for me? Or can Bowen and Antonio... come up with the goods again later on in the double game week. But we've got Everton to go again. We've got Leicester to go again.
No,
Leicester to come, haven't we? Leicester are going to play a game at some stage. So there are quite a lot of fixtures where I don't have anything. Like that Man United-Wolves game, I'm glad I'm out playing five-a-side tomorrow night because I do not want to watch Ronaldo decimate my rank.
I think I've got something in every game, which is the other reason I wanted Calvert-Lewin.
Which is good. So I've only got Breuer, who may or may not play anyway. So anyway, despite all that...
Oh, do you know what I've just realised?
What?
I'm going to have to talk about Calvert-Lewin again this week.
Yeah, you're going to. You're going to. So there we go. It was a 50-point week so far. Pretty good. Minus eight, not so great. But that minus eight was for three hits that actually worked out pretty well, given the players I took out were no shows. Talking about what you've got to talk about for the next week or so. Have we got podcasts? Have we got shows?
We're going to the show, aren't we, this week?
We are on the FPL show this week. Excellent. All right, so look out for that on Thursday, guys. Yeah, very good. So both of us are going to be on the FPL show. Any podcasts going on this week?
Not that I know of.
I don't think so. No. I'm losing track of schedule. We're in that kind of weird period, aren't we? I don't know what day it is.
Podcasters and everybody. I just punched the mic.
Very good, yeah.
I said to you earlier, what day is it today? And you went, it's Sunday. And I was like, it's stream day. Yeah, no. As far as I know, we're not podding this week. But I've just turned the torch on my phone. There we go. But I will be Q&A-ing with Az this week.
Very good, yeah.
And yeah, it will be a bit more of a... We'll have a bit of time to get some...
A bit more chilled over the next couple of weeks,
yeah,
I suspect.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get some more video content back out on the channel this week because it's just been chaotic. But with the FA Cup upcoming, we can get a few more videos out on the channel.
I think the next week or so, week to 10 days, I'm not going to look at FPL much over the next few weeks. Obviously, I will because I love it and we've got the FPL show, so I'm bound to. But I just wonder whether these next couple of weeks with the FA Cup break, if you want to call it that, do you think it's a good time to maybe just step back from FPL for a few days? Just enjoy the magic of the FA Cup, or the Carabao Cup, if you're an Arsenal or Liverpool or Chelsea or Spurs fan.
Call you Spurs.
And then maybe, you know, just reassess FPL once all the cup stuff is out of the way. Well, the reality and we know a bit more about injuries to players and COVID situations and all that sort of stuff.
Can't make any
right?
transfers.
Yeah.
Can't.
Just put it down for a bit and just chill out.
If you're going to free hit, though...
You could do it every day.
You can tinker.
Of course.
Like, if you're going to free hit, but if you're going to roll through... And the other thing is, it depends on if and when we get an announcement, doesn't it? Because at the moment, there's nothing really to tinker with because will this game week look like we're expecting it to? Will it look like it currently looks? You just got to roll with the punches and enjoy the magic of the cup.
Enjoy the magic
of the cup. I'm going to enjoy the magic of the cup this week.
There we go. There's a nice note to end on. Enjoy the magic of the FA Cup. Guys, if you had a good game week or if you're having a good game week, good luck for the rest of the game week. Still plenty of football to go in game week 21 before you even start thinking about the FA Cup, the Carabao Cup, game week 22. If you're thinking of free hitting in game week 22, we'll be back this time next Sunday at 8:30 when we might, I think we'll put a free hit draft together, I think, because we should know a little bit more about what double game week 22 looks like or doesn't look like, which I think we'll know a bit more.
Game week 31 still be going on. No, not 31, 21.
21 will still be going on. So you're quite right. Maybe we won't. But anyway, guys, hope you enjoyed the stream tonight. Thanks for putting up with me and my sticker opening. I was really enjoying it. It was really good. So congratulations again to Lucy Kemba, the December Manager of the Month. Well done, Lucy. We'll be in touch a bit later on in the week. Guys, leave us a like before you go. If you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. Good luck for the rest of game week 21. And we'll see you on Thursday for the FPL show. Cheers.
Bye, guys.